Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babe, meet us at the bottom of the trail.
Oh, man. Hey.
Open up.
The redesigned Chevy Silverado with a sophisticated high-tech interior.
Open the door.
It's easy to forget it's a truck.
Thanks. Nice truck.
It was.
Find new style. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Hey, y'all. You ready? Let's do it.
Boy, y'all must don't understand. Car drive by with the booming system. Welcome. This is a product of WBNN. And this is True Thurlow by your true friend, Will of God. We on air right now from Lagos. I'm in Philly. Damn, you got cars driving by. You so ignorant. Turn down your news. I'm trying to talk on the radio. The freak. But you can dial this number. I'm outside, y'all. You already know. 516-453-9133. Press 1 if you'd like to join the conversation. My name is Will of God. Some people call me Chill because I'm a DJ for real. And tonight is the first day and the last day of July for 2022. I hear a whole bunch of fireworks popping off. And I'm already up here in Uptown, like, where they are coming from? It's still going on. Time when I guess the government, like, bet we could kill a whole bunch of... Anyway. Y'all ain't know. And if a storm comes, I finally see the moon. It's not even there yet. It's like a little piece of it. Is that a quarter? Nope. It's not even a quarter. It's like a piece. It's like a slit. Anybody ever see a slit? Well, this is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to be too legit to quit. And I ain't hammer. But the topic is simply extravaganza. What I want to do is, I want to create love. I want to create not animosity, but make sure y'all people understand. Stop testing people with your dumb stuff that you're doing to destroy America. And even if you don't live in America yourself. You see, this topic going to be real. Because I got tired of my haters doing dumb stuff. How should I say this? Is it interiorization? What is it called? When you, whatever. I don't want to think. This is a spontaneous show. But I feel these demonic freaking people doing the dumbest stuff to hurt our children. There's too many of them dying. So if there's any kids listening, please be advised with the conversation being said. Because the topic is, what would you do if you could speak your mind about any individual you like, as long as you don't say their damn names? You ain't got to say their name. But the bonus question is, why not? Why not you? That's this. You may definitely, may use that individual's characteristics and, of course, their traits to explain what the hell you talk about. Now, this is a no-holds-barred show, so guaranteed, I don't know what's going to happen or why it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. But I pray that everything that happens, everybody don't get too out of the box, too crazy with it, but learn from it, whereas though you can pay this back for your children and say, hey, you ain't got to be so evil. You ain't got to be so dumb. You got to learn how to touch and agree, become something. But if you don't know who you're rolling with, what's going to happen to you? Or you going to die or be in jail or evolve? That's a big question. Now that number 516-453-9133, and you know, you can press 1 to get on the air. I do have a caller in the building, and I'm going to start this show very, very fast because I want all these callers to get on. Because tonight is the first day of July 2022. And let's get it. Hey, yo, brother, we got a caller.
Yes, you do. Caller number one, you're online right now with Two Thorough by your true friend, Will of God.
Hey, welcome to the Who in the World Am I Speaking To Now?
What's good? It's Clap One in the building, you know what I'm saying? From the city streets of brotherly love, you know what I'm saying? Broad Street Bully style.
Level one. Well, look, just because I want to be ignorant tonight, before you even speak, so everybody get a whole mindset of who the hell I'm speaking to, you just created a brand new album. Can you solicit it? And anybody else to come on, please solicit it. If you got a cash app, give me your damn cash app. Your YouTube, whatever. I just want to make sure that when people listen to the show after the fact, they get a true understanding. Because I know you're doing something right now. That's and my boy Daz, he's doing something. We're going to talk about that later. But go ahead, Ken. Holla at me. What would you... No, first, tell me what the hell you're doing now. And then go with the topic.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, this is Clever One, one half of the Blues Brothers. You know what I'm saying? And as of lately, you know what I mean, we had did a re-release of one of our LPs entitled Drinking Beer with Prostitutes. You know what I mean? You can check that out on Bandcamp. You can also go on fatbeast.com, .com, grocerypartyllc.com, you know what I'm saying? And you can kind of, you can grab these vinyls. We got a fresh double, it's a double vinyl LP. You know what I'm saying? We got that on vinyl. We got that on CD. And we also have it on download for on Bandcamp as well. Drinking Beer with Prostitutes, you know what I'm saying? Re-release for LP for the Blues Brothers. You can check us out at the Blues Brothers on Facebook and Party, Grocery Party LLC or Instagram. You know what I mean? Now, as far as the topic is concerned,
We doing crazy stuff. Happy birthday, DJ Philmatic. And anybody else is celebrating the birthday. The topic, man, is so unbelievable that I just wanted to make everybody understand there's problems out here. And they told me on the news that on whatever date, 2023, they never told us a date. They never told us a month, put it like that. They said, we're going to be in a depression. And I heard this new depression is going to be worse than what it was back in the day. It's kind of scary. But I don't want my kids to meet nobody that I consider a thoroughbred to find out they're a hater. And then behind my back, they like, ha, your dad or your mom or whatever. I don't need that. Because that means I'm allowed to come at you with full throttle and no English. So I said, why not find out now who really appreciates who? So my topic is, what would you do? I'm on the ready, hold up. What would you do? Hold on, wait. What would you do if you could speak your mind about any individual you like as long as you don't use their names? And the bonus question, why not? You definitely may use the characteristics, and of course they trace no holds barred or perform. I got the mail in the building too, man. He's going to talk in a second, but go ahead, Clever One. Speak your mind.
Well, I'm going to say this. There's only two reasons why I would be speaking about anybody, right? The first reason would be this. It would probably be giving them compliments and, you know, giving them some type of referrals or, you know, passing along the information in which would enable them to give out their services or whatever it is in which they have to offer, where I would speak highly and good of this person. The second part, the flip side of the coin is the other reason why I would be speaking about a person, you know, outside of their presence, is if this is an individual that I may have to warn against, where I may have to warn people against about their evil and about the lines of their speech and actions in which that are displeasing to others and which can oppose and be oppressive to others or things of the likes, where whether or not this person is trustworthy to do business affairs with, or whether or not this person is trustworthy as far as marital affairs is concerned. It may be a woman who might be inquiring about an individual, you know, just to kind of say, well, you know, I met this guy and blah, 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 and yeah, you know, I know you guys know him and this is blah, blah, blah. You know, where she may want to, you know, get a closer glimpse of an impression on who this person, or, you know, a perception on who she's dealing with. Where if you have an individual to say, no, you know what, man ain't no good. I heard he beat on women and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, other than that, there's no really even no reasons for me to be having anyone's name in my mouth without them being present or things like that, or whatever it is, whatever I have to be cautious and careful of speaking their name or things like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's just my personal opinionated theory on it. And I'm just one person, you know what I'm saying? I like to approach things with much etiquette and moralistic mannerisms and behavior until otherwise, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know what I mean? I don't speak on things that don't concern me. You know, and I only speak on things that concern other people when other people are concerned at the time, and I may be able to help them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're talking some real Franks, man. Hold up, man. I want you to stay right here with us, right? I want to keep this thing on a slow motion. Because I see we got another caller before I bring in Mel. Because he's in the back with my phone on three-way. So, welcome, caller. Welcome to 2000.
What's going on? How you?
Yeah, man, we can hardly hear the bro. So, you know what I mean? So if he can get to a quiet place, well, we got him, man.
Can y'all hear me?
Who the caller?
This is Brunel, Mr. Lasco himself.
This is who?
Brunel, Mr. Lasco himself.
Oh, okay. I thought it was another caller that was coming in before you. I was giving you the third chance. But there's another caller before you. Hold up. Let me see where you're going to sound like or she going to sound like. Welcome, caller. Who am I speaking to? Welcome to 2000. Oh.
No, we're not doing that
way.
Yeah,
all right,
we ain't doing
you,
that.
Mel. You back on. And Mel.
Yeah, okay, this Mel.
But your name is another name. You said your name was, you had a different name you came up for the radio. What was that name?
This is
Mr. Let's Go. Now, Clever One knows you. Clever One's still in the building, too. But this show is totally different because I'm just being spontaneous with you. Welcome, everybody. Dial that number 516-453-9133. I know you're confused. I know you're trying to figure it out. But let's see what God's going to do. Mel, you hear the topic? Do you know the topic?
I really don't know the topic. I wish I did know.
It's because, and you can piggyback on what you just heard.
I'm just tuning in. I just tuned in right now.
The topic is this, so you understand. What would you do if you could speak your mind about any individual you like, as long as you don't use their names? Now, the bonus question is, why not? You definitely may use their characteristics and, of course, their traits, because this is a no-holds-barred show. Now, you could be positive or negative. Everything don't got to be negative, but I just want to hear how these people feel as of July 1st.
Okay, well, the positive part of me, I really care less. I don't talk about people, and I don't do that. But the negative part of me, I feel as though I can talk about you without saying your name, and people will know who you are. But you got to do something for me to talk about. And 9 times out of 10, you don't even carry my interest, because I don't let you can't rent the space in my brain. That's the thing. I mean that by saying, if you're negative, I'm not going to let you rent the space in my brain, because that means I'm thinking negative about you, and that's going to make me do negative, and I'm not negative. That's just me. I've been there, done that, left that alone. I believe we all have that gangster in us or whatever. We all have that in us, but it's just about, I mean, I feel as though if you can't say the person's name, why talk about them? And that's a fact. Because if you can't say their name, you shouldn't have nothing to say about them at all. Because if you're going to talk about me, say my name, whether it's bad or good. Don't speak about my characteristics. I already know my characteristics. You don't have to say it to me. I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I'm not capable of. I know what my downfalls is, and I know what my ups is. So why would I do that about somebody else? I'm going to tell you about yourself to you, and I'm going to say your name because I want you to know personally it's me telling you. I don't want you to think, oh, he's not, is he talking about me? No, you're going to know I'm talking about you. And that's just the way I feel about that, that topic right there. I mean, but to let somebody rent space in your brain, that's dumb, especially if it's negative. For what? Why you want somebody to rent that space and now you stressed out? You at home stressed out, and that person renting space in your head, guess what they doing? Having a good time or whatever they doing. They not worried about you. And that's the fact. That's all I got to say.
Yo, that's some good stuff. Hey, Clint.
Now I'm gonna just wait for the rebuttal.
Hey, Clint, you got something with that? Because God darn it, this is great.
Well, yeah, I can elaborate on that as he's correct. Here's the thing. If there's an issue about you saying someone's name while speaking, having a speech, or having some type of dialogue, and someone's names pop up, I mean, the whole thing about it is, again, what kind of conversation is that you're having? See, I like to have beneficial conversations. So what exactly conversation are you having if you have to disclose a person's identity and things like that? Like, again, like I said, there's only a few reasons why I would be talking about anyone. Again, the first reason would be, you know, to kind of brag about a person and say, yo, listen, you know what I'm saying? My man, he do this and that and that and that. He got this and this and this and that. Yo, you should hit him up or you should get with him. Boom, 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 boom. I'm trying to put somebody on something. You know what I mean? That's the first reason. The other reason is to warn against whatever evils that they come with. You know what I'm saying? Where they might not be a trustworthy person to be dealing with in particular affairs. You know what I mean? Such as marriage, doing business with, or whatever, vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Just they might be a bad person to hang around with. You know what I mean? You know, you might not want to be around that person because it's dangerous. So, you know what I'm saying? Where that's the only reason why a person I would be sharing my name. Or, you know, like I said, you know what I mean? If it's for the greater good, or for a plan to help a person, you know what I mean? The person that we talking about, this might be a person that needs some type of help or something. You know what I mean? Where we might have to discuss a strategy or a plan in order to, you know, aid and assist this person that we talking about. You know what I mean? So
I will look. I agree. Finish up.
No, I mean that's pretty much it.
I bet.
You know what I mean about
that? Now I want
that.
You to do right. We're going to do something incredible, right? Because Brother DJ Olasky, some of the ladies calling him the Honeybee, he had the track, and I got my boy on three-way, Kill. He had to come in. And anybody else who would love to talk tonight, dial that number, 516-453-9133. My name is Willa God. This is Q Darrell. Welcome to July. Hey, yo, DJ Olasky! If you smack somebody's forehead tonight, would it be polite or a sentence? Kill
him. One, two. Check me out right here, yo.
Yo, the sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Better now than never. Business before pleasure. P. Diddy and the fam. Who you know do it better? Yeah, right, no matter what, be airtight.
Yeah.
So when you hear something, make sure you hear it right. Don't make an ass out of yourself by assuming our music keeps you moving. What are you proving? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Hug me, baby. I'ma make you love me, baby. Talking crazy ain't gonna get you nothing but choke. And that jealousy is only gonna leave you broke. So the only thing left now is God for these cats. And baby, you know you're too hard for these cats. I'ma win cause I'm too smart for these cats. While they making up facts,
in the commission, you ask for permission to hit him. He don't like me, him and Wild Wife, he was with him. You heard of us, the murderer, most shady. Been on the low lately, the feds hate me. The son of, they say my killing's too blatant. You hesitating, I'm in your mama crib waiting. Duct taping, your fam, destiny lays in my hands. Cat lays in my way. Francis, M to the is H phenomenal. Gun rest under your vest, body abdominal. So I can buy a few cars, then I pick a few flows so I can fit a few holes. Excellence is my presence, never tense, never hesitate. Leave a nigga bent, real quick, real sick. Wrong nights, I perform like Mike. Anyone, Tyson, Jordan, Jackson, action, back done. Ridiculous, and I'm quick to bust if my ends you touch. Kiss a girl you touch, in this world I clutch. Two auto, Matos, used to call me Facto. Now you call me Castro, my rap flows. Militant, y'all faggots ain't killing shit. Oops, Chris Stout keeps feeling shit. You overdid it, home. You in the danger zone. You shouldn't be alone. Hold hands and say it like me. The most shady, Frankie baby. Fantastic, graphic. Trying to make dough like Jurassic. Parked in, hit the spark kids who start shit. See me, only me. The underboss of this holocaust. Truly yours, Frank White.
I got the real life.
Your math on, break it down, set it up, get your laugh on. See you later, dog. I'ma get my stash on. There's a bag full of money that I get my ass on. I never lose the passion to go platinum. Said I live it up to all the cash on. Ain't that funny? Only use plastic, crafted to make plastic hotter than acid. PD blowing on your paper TV. The billboard killer, no scene filler. The famo, ammo, and every channel. We've been hot for a long time, burning like a institution. My tone from the Houston like Starfish to Houston. You ain't got it like me, you just mad cause I tell it how it is and you tell it how it might be.
We got this shit mapped tight, brass knuckles and flashlights. The heat does in the two seaters with two meters. Senoritas, kiss rings when you meet us. B Diddy run the city, show no pity. I'm the witty one, Frank the crook from the brook. Maddie broke the neck of your coconut. No respect, squeeze off to all y'all diminished. Shootouts for 20 minutes until we finish. Then it's to the loot, escape in the coupe, break bread with the kiss. Panero, chic loose, Black Rob join the mob. It ain't no replacing him, niggas step up. We just macing them, placing them in funerals. Criminals turn the vows to Brick City. Nobody come off like P. Diddy. Business-wise, I play men. Hide money on the island, Cayman. Y'all just betray men, we spray men. Opposition, competition of a day in the life of the commission.
We got the real life.
That was going to be played, but welcome to America. This what's happening in America. If you can't make it to America, bye. Anybody want to come to America? The land of the rich and honey. And we still, black people with no damn money. Ooh, I didn't even say that. Dial in number 516-453-9133. Press 1 if you'd like to get live on this air. See, I'm doing this right now just to be not ignorant, but sociable. Because I've been noticing a lot of haters and demonic creatures coming outside making some fragrance. And I'm supposed to smell it? Remember, I haven't said nothing yet. I'm going to let all the callers talk tonight. And y'all allowed to press that 1. So don't be scared or scared. Either one. All right. Figure that one out. But if you don't know, just tune in. The topic is, one more time, what in the world would you do if you could speak your mind about any individual you like as long as you don't use their damn name? Now, the bonus question is, like, why not? You know what I mean? Why can't you speak? But you control freaks. You're not allowed to talk because you won't get in trouble. Is that how it is now? Is that your problem in your house? If you say something, you can get in trouble. Is it at that point where you can't even live no more? You got to be a robot, android, or something. So I put it in there, bonus question. You definitely may use their characteristics and or their traits. Because this is an open forum. That means, please, if you don't know how to curse, don't curse, but if you curse, I understand. Wait a minute. Brother Wall, do we have any callers?
Yes, you do. They were calling right now, calling number 2. You're calling live in with 2/3 by your true friend, Will of God, right here at WBNN.
Hey, how you doing? Who in the world am I speaking to now?
Okay, there might be caller number 2. You there? Okay, we're going to put them back on ice. We're going to want to bring back on Clev and the brother. Let's go. Let's go.
Hello.
You got Clav 1 in the building, you know what I mean?
Yo, at the same time you talking, right? I just had somebody on the phone. I guess they was waiting because the music was popping. I'm going to uh-oh. Hold on.
Well, we hope that, hey, Clav, we hope that Will of God has not left the building.
Yeah, well, I think he might have been an extra stage left on us. I hope he didn't do that, you know what I mean?
Well, you brought up a good point, Clev. Well, Clev, you know, I always respect you with the things you say, too, man. And a lot of times, man, people, just like the other brother, Let's Go, said, you know, sometimes you got to let people know where they are. Not to cause conflict with intellectual beings, but sometimes, man, things got to be said, man. Like, you know what I mean? You got to say, look, man, you just did my people wrong. Or, hey, man, you know, or you need to learn something. You see somebody who's in an ignorant state, you want to help them, especially if you love them. You know what I mean? And sometimes what you say to them, that really is, you know, really the medicine for them. Hey, man, they're gonna try to hate you sometimes. Because sometimes they're ignorant and don't even have a chance to really understand and take the brisk walk of, you know what I mean, of, how can I say, intervention. So a lot of times, I mean, this thing's it's a big fight. How you feel about that, Clev?
And very well put, because, again, like sometimes we may have a family member or someone that we love that's closest and dearest to us who may need some suggestions and some advice that where the advice may have to come in first hand or second hand or third hand description where a discussion
right.
may have to be made, you know, in order for us to come up with a strategy to help this person, you know what I'm saying, where things may have to be discussed in regards to the person's affairs that particular person may not want to discuss in order for us to help them. So we may have to discuss these things without this person being present in order to gain some traction on the situation, you know what I mean, depending on what it is. You know what I mean? And all these things have the different degrees of it, you know, depending on what the extent is and what you know, what exactly what we're facing in a situation when we have these individuals that we may have to mention their name or not mention their name in, in a dialogue of coming up with solutions and conclusions. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, like, it varies, you know what I mean, whether or not we can say a name or not. And like I said, we should be very selective and very, if we want to say things, we want to kind of have it to benefit the people more so than harm. And if there is anything that we need to say, which is from a punch,
was on mute already.
That,
damn it.
That may be harmful to a person. You know what I mean? We the truth hurts. We always hear that and say that. You know what I'm saying? But overall, you know what I mean? If we do say something, like, again, we should be selective with our speech, a little bit more mindful of it, and then utilize what's going to help the people, you know what I'm saying, and carry on. You know, utilize what's going to be a good reminder for yourself. You know what I mean? Sometimes the things that we say out of our mouth are reminders for our own ears, you know what I mean? So, you know, just overall, you know what I mean, being mindful of the speech, whether it's going to help yourself, help someone else, or the closest and dearest to you, or anyone in which we can pass along, you know what I mean? We try to get it, you know, be mindful of it. Just be mindful of the dialogue, people.
Well, I always can piggyback on that. Just kill y'all from Uptown. Good hearing from the good brothers this evening. How's everyone?
Oh, what's up? Oh, what's up, Kev?
Good
what's going on,
my
brother?
Boy.
Good to hear you on the radio.
Always go with the philosophy. We have two ears and one mouth. So if we listen a little more and be quiet, we will learn and prosper a little better also, you know, as a people and as one. Can't do nothing if you don't take care of yourself first, though. You got to get yourself together before you be trying to get somebody else some advice. If y'all understand what I'm saying.
You're absolutely right. You know, and I think I got – hey, Will, I got to come on with that one, man. The brother Kill was right. You can't really – your message cannot really be fully grasped if you out there messing up. You know, you're telling me, hey, man, you know, stop smoking, man. Man, you drinking. Hey, man, you know what I mean? Don't be messing with your wife. But you don't take care of your kids. So how can you tell me anything? So really – Your path in life, man, and we're all, you know, sojourners, right? We're not perfect. None of us are. But we try to strive for the protection, for the complexion, and for perfection. You know what I mean? Especially as black men, right? So we gotta do the best we can to be the best examples. And the more we shine...
And it is a learning process.
Yes.
It's a learning process also.
The more we shine, and shining is not being perfect. It's just shining. You know, people know, they can see. You know, it's funny. I was going, and I got to say this, well, it's kind of crazy, and gentlemen. I was going to a restaurant, right? And something said, okay, get your body right. Get your body right. Don't get in a frown. Just in my cheese said, you know, be present. Smile. And went to the young lady, you know, and said, hey, how you doing? And instantly she said, wow, hey, how are you? It was just instant. And, you know, she gave me great service. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I'm bringing to the table, I got to leave that out too, because whatever I project, that's going to reflect. Back to the show, y'all. You know, I'm through. I know I said too much.
I agree.
No, now, first of all, Mr. I agree. Say your daggone name to everybody, because you just came
I told everybody
like
it was Kill from Uptown. Y'all know I always talk to the brothers. It's Kill from Uptown.
No,
they're
but hold up. This ain't the same network. This ain't my network on Sound City Radio. Matter of fact, people, how you doing? www.talkshoe.com, sound_city_radio. That's what he talking about. This is blogtalkradio.com. It's loaded in the Goldie time to pull up. True Thorough, by will of God, you hear this show. And this show is off the cuff because we don't know what the hell about to happen next. And if you're a caller, dial the number 516-453-9133, press 1 just to get on the air. If you do not press 1, the producer, DJ Olasky, the honeybee, whatever you want to be, he won't be able to text me and let me know you're there. So wake up. Now go ahead, Kill. Finish your conversation. What were you about to say, Kill? That's
nothing. Kill, you know, I'm just on a positive note. I'm just trying to get some knowledge from the brothers that's speaking also. But I just want to give a little 2 cents. I'm just about positivity. You know, in the day of AKs and, you know, this world right now, man, you got to be very careful. You know, I'm an old head right now, so I'm walking.
One thing I got to let you know, and Clev, hey, in the building, I did this show because I've been noticing too much deaths, and we're getting used to it like it's part of the, you know, like it's supposed to be part of our lives, our new lifestyle. Then I'm wondering, where the heck are they going to put all these graves? I'm like, wait a minute. Are they going to put a grave on top of a grave on top of another grave because the fact it's so overfilled? That's the scary part. So, people, if you don't see what's happening, we're being trained.
You just answered your own question, brother.
To be.
They got plenty of room for you. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. It ain't going to take too long for you to decompose. You ain't nothing but flesh. It's your soul. That's what we're working for, that inner man, not the outer. That's what we want to try to get back.
Absolutely, because there's the life goes on after this. That, you know, once your soul is done with this body, it goes on. You know what I mean? That's what people don't realize. You know what I mean? Where a lot of people are lost in some of the things and fictional things and fables that have been painted in the world, and people are blind following to all different types of blasphemous information. You know what I'm saying? Especially in regards
to... on your beliefs and your religion also.
Life,
you
of
know,
course, life
we
death,
all
life
differ.
Right. At the end of the day, right, I'm going to tell you like this. You know what I'm saying? You should prepare
your
yourself for your death. Yeah, you should prepare yourself
I'm just
for
saying
your
you should. Yeah, but you should do your best on... If you come back, you know, that's a blessing, but you should still try to prosper this. To do what you know is right. Everybody got a conscience. You know how that,
this is what I'm,
how that brain
this is. This is what I'll say to the people, right? I'll say this to the people. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, right?
I'm listening.
If y'all think the accumulation of these cars and these houses and all these other things out here is with the benefits of life are, then you're mistaken. It's like a mirage in the desert for you. You know what I'm saying? You know, now you can take that statement however you want it. I will leave it as general as possible, based on the fact that we have different levels of individual of knowledge, different levels of different levels of ignorance upon people of the listeners. You know what I mean? So we want to kind of generalize these statements. Therefore, so things that don't apply to people, they won't apply, and things that do apply, whether they do or not, you know what I'm saying, it's a friendly type of gesture, so no one is offended by these things. So we want to keep these things general and statement. You know what I mean? But for the most part, people, I just wanted to mention, as far as that, don't allow these adornments of life to, you know, the accumulation of them to think that this is the success in life. Your success in life should be salvation and peace for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You work hard, though. You should be able to enjoy the food.
Oh, no.
You should be able
if God bless you with things, then, of course, he likes to see you within it. But a lot of us sometimes lose ourselves when we start chasing these things and pursuing these things. We should just allow these things to ensue on their own, because this is how we prevent ourselves from falling into disappointment. and displeasure, you know, based on the fact that we were pursuing pleasure, we were pursuing desires and things that
monetary.
We that stuff. Right. We chase these things. We pursue it. We chase it. And then we set ourselves up for disappointment. This is why we have the natural sense of feeling that we fail, feeling like someone else is successful, and we're not, feeling like we are being deprived of things, feeling like we're being neglected in things, all because we're not applying ourselves in our original states and our individual states. We rather pay attention to the popularities of the people and the affairs of the people instead of the affairs of our own, because we don't want to become leaders. We always need help. You know what I mean? We want to say, oh, let's all gather over here and go this way. Let's all gather this way and go that way and do this, where no one wants to be the leader. If you're a leader, then what you do is you train people to be more leaders. You train an army, and then each member in your army is a leader. You know what I'm saying? Then that way, anybody that we're talking about, whether it's good or bad, it's something constructive that people can utilize. The speech is beneficial. Whether people's names are involved in it or not, the speech is beneficial.
Yeah, I agree with that, Class. I mean, a lot of times, like I said, things are not said out of love these days, brother. And that's the problem, okay? You know, everything should be said out of love. No matter if it's a admonishment, okay? You know, a lot of times things go, okay? And you just say, look, man, I like this. But you know, it's to better the situation, to better your overall outlook. You know what I mean? To where you can grow and help yourself. You know, it's crazy, right? A lot of times, man, we cook for folk instead of teach them how to cook. So a lot of times, Clev, I feel like this too. You know, any great man, you can help someone cook, and then you both partake in the things that you parlay. It's a beautiful experience. Yeah, you can have someone cook for you all the time, but damn, it's like, man, you know, I made the potato salad tonight. Man, I made, you know, no, I know it's kind of strange analogies, but it's really not. When we say come to the table, Clev, we're talking about come to the table, man, of success with learning capabilities, you know, enhancing inherent capabilities of the person's self and what you're born with, child behaviors where you don't go out here and kill, you know, a youth every night. You know, you respect your mother. You respect our women. Man, I know I'm saying something, man. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, come to that table, right, Clef? And Clef, excuse me. And be as one. Be together. That's why a lot of times, man, a lot of people always say, man, that's old school stuff. No, it's not. When my son is home, he lives in California. When my son comes home, man, you know, we eat at the dining room table when we eat. Because it's a pleasure for him to be home now. It's not like eating at the kitchen table, man. It's like, man, you know, let's have dinner. Let's dine. Not just eat. You know what I mean, Clive? Like, let's dine together. Let's talk about what's going on. What's going on in your life? What's going on in school? You know, Dad, what's going on in the broadcast business?
Right.
Dining with our people, man. Not just eating together. Not just breaking bread. If we dine, we can come to the table and come up with some ideas and philosophies. You know, it's funny. And not to take from the Caucasians, right? And then one thing, but I'll say it best. Man, I love me some Blue Bloods. I know it sounds crazy, you know, getting a shout out to CBS, right? But at the end of the show, they all come together at the table, don't they, Clef? And talk about what was going on in their day. There's no TVs. There's no cell phones. There's no cell phones. We're eating and talking.
Yeah.
And that's all something that I really, really, really believe in. My son, he knows. And I have to tell my son, or when his fiance comes, my son is engaged to be married. Anybody didn't know that, but now you do. And when they come home from, you know, they live in San Francisco. God, you know, thank God my son is straight, right? And straight now, right, living there. But he works, he's a chef. So he comes home from school and he works, and him and his fiance come. Those young people know, Clev, to turn their phones off as soon as they hit that table. I don't care what's going on in WBNN, right? I don't care what's going on, you know what I mean? Hey, if somebody got hurt in the hospital, okay, I'll find out after I turn my phone back on. It is family time. Back in the day, you didn't have cell phones. So if someone was in the hospital, you learned someone called you on the ringer. You know, and I'm old enough, I'll be 52 in July, so I remember the rotary ringer. Ring! And I know my mother and father, man, oh, you talking about old school clubs? They took the phone off the hook during dinner time. Yeah. The phone's off the hook. My father, yeah, my father, you know, didn't play that. And then after dinner, if they really want me, they will continue to call me. And then bang, then if I put that phone back on the hook and 3 minutes later to my call, I know it was important. Hey, what's up? I was trying to call you. You was having dinner. What's up? Yeah, we were having dinner. What's up? That's it. We were having dinner. What's up? Because what I'm trying to tell you is that dinner is first. My family and me, us dining, is first. And I, you know what? I've been on the radio for like almost 10 years. And I never shared that story before. You know, right now I got to come on for Will. I got his back until he's ready. But it's crazy. That, and Clev, I know you're a bad man. You're an intellectual man. That's why I like you, man, in a heterosexual way, man. You the man, right? And because you're strong in your convictions, right? So I know we can dine together. So when it comes down to us taking control of our lives and our kids, now we're the old heads. Now the kids, hey, how you doing? You know, Mr. Ngozi. You know, hey, Mr. Ola, I'm like, damn. Okay. And then after a while, because I'm very young looking, right? But after a while, I'm like, hey, man, you better settle in and get this accolade because you deserve it. If the kid is respected by calling you Mr., that means they respect you. You know, and a lot of times we get hung up in, man, I ain't your grandpa. Man, I ain't your old head. No, man, kids are learning, man. Discipline is never the enemy's enthusiasm, man. It's not. It really isn't, Clev. Like, it's. Go ahead, man. Talk about this, man. It's sad, man. The kids are looking for love, man. Really. In any way they can possibly care. That's why they're dying and hurting themselves out here in these streets. That's really a yearning. They're yearning out. They're trying to reach out. I know in a sad way, but we got to interpret this better, man, definitely as the elders of the community. How do you feel about that, Clev?
Here's what we have to do. We have to learn the languages of the young individuals. Learn their languages.
There you go.
And then because then that way we can relate to them when we try to communicate. Where a lot of times, you know, if the bridge is too far in between you and your children, you know what I'm saying? Where I just mean mentally. It ain't about the age. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's all about the, you know, just the chemistry and who the individuals are. And based upon, you know, what kind of environment do you want your children to, you know, you want to bring them and develop them upon a stable environment where, you know, you're practicing these mannerisms and etiquettes. Like, you know, again, there's no cell phone at the dinner table and things like that. Mm-hmm. That's rude stuff where your parents may want to kind of break the ice with what you had going on today in school or after baseball practice or football practice or something like that. You might have, you know, it may be a you know, if you're a young man, it might be a young girl you might be interested or vice versa.
Yeah, right now.
You know what I'm saying? Where these are conversations that you want to be comfortable to have with your children.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be from Jupiter and your children is from Neptune somewhere and y'all talking two different languages from two different planets. You know what I'm saying? Where you're tiptoeing across subjects and then they, you know, they're withholding information so you can't suggest things to them correctly or advise them correctly because they're holding out on information based on the fact that they don't know how to talk and communicate with you as a parent.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we just let's learn the languages and, you know, whether or not, again, if we're going to say the person's name in these dialogues or not, you know what I mean? Let's learn the proper languages. You know, learn the antonyms, learn the synonyms, learn the homonyms, learn the acronyms, learn all these different things, pronouns, adjectives, and adverbs and things like that. Learn these different things because these make these count. They count. They up the score. You know what I mean? They're extra, how should I say, accessories to speech. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you know how to do this with the speech and you can kind of help yourself along with communicating different degrees of people, such as your children, such as your parents, such as your siblings, your neighbors, mm-hmm. your coworkers, you know what I'm saying,
right.
and whoever, the ladies at Walmart, whoever it is. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
so, like, you know
that's
what I mean?
Great. You know, what you're saying is great, man, because relating, you know, respecting our women, and will of God, I got you after our next break. Respecting our women and making sure that they're safe. And then, you know, it's kind of funny, man, and I always say, oh, that's back in the day. No, it's not. We can change the parameters. And we can change everything. We can do it. You know, when a child looks at the father and the mom and he's just happy or she's just happy. You know, wow. You know, my mom and papa love each other. That's a warm feeling because I know that feeling. You know, our brother Rudy Bakatun talks about that all the time here. You know, were you born out of love? Isn't that deep, Caleb? Were you born out of love? And it's like I remember feeling that warm feeling when my daddy would play with mom, not in a bad way, you know, not never disrespectful in front of me in my eyes, but maybe want to hug her and you know, tickle, hey, girl, get off me, you know, and I know that she liked it and they were showing love. That's a warm feeling for a child, right? Like, oh, mom and daddy love each other. That's my mom and it's my daddy. And it gives them that stability. It gives them that
sight,
strength.
Beautiful sight. A beautiful sight.
You know what I mean? And they just smile, they laugh, and you want to pick them up and hug them. Hey, boy, what you doing? All right, hey, you know, and all that. You know, it's just a fun thing, especially a man and his daughter. And she's laughing, and the father picks up the daughter, and she just, oh, daddy, I love you. Like, that's just the greatest thing for a father when a girl, his girl says that. But we're going to go back to the track, man. Anybody, you know, I've been doing this P. Diddy thing all night. We'll get it back. We'll bring back Will of God and the next caller right here on the WBNN station. Young G!
Coming out of BWI, and I hated algebra, but I love to multiply. And I told my nigga Big I'd be multi before I die. It's gon' happen, whether rapping or clapping. Have it your way, cause if that's my dough you're trapping, I'm clapping your way.
Sorry, y'all. I had a little technical difficulty. You know how it is. Showbiz. But, you know, welcome to Truth Teller with your true friend, Will of God. We going in. I hope y'all getting education at the same time as science. I don't know. Some people understand. Some people can't comprehend to understand. Ain't that crazy. But if you dial that number, 516-453-9133, and press 1. If you'd like to get on the air, I'd love to hear how you comb your hair, girl. And brothers, look, we all bald. I ain't worried about nothing. Some of y'all still wear the Jerry curl, but it's cool. That's California. California love. No, I'm just talking. But the topic tonight, y'all, what would you do if you could speak your mind about any individual you like, as long as you don't use their names? The bonus question is, why not? You definitely may use their characteristics and, of course, their traits. No holds barred. And I see we got another caller, so welcome, caller. This is Daryl. Who am I speaking to now?
Yes, hey, how you doing, Chill? Will.
Hey, wait a minute. Is this another fellow host, Antonia the Guru Bats?
Thank you. And hi, Will's crowd. I just wanted to say, you know, it's an interesting topic. Truthfully, everybody can't take criticism and things like that. And it's not always because they're sensitive, but for the sake of peace, they may not want to have their name used in something. But the name of the game is to try to get along, because you never know, when you may have to make a friend out of that person, and throwing their name around doesn't help any. So, you know, there's a saying out there, it's been out for a good while, silence is golden. Sometimes you may have to use that, but it doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. You just have to be smart enough not to, you know, go around making enemies. So thank you very much, Will. And, you know, interesting subject.
Well, I just try to be a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I know I still got Clever One in the bun, and you already know him differently from other shows. And but could you tell them how they can follow you before Clev going in and say something?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, how you doing, too, Clever One? And my show is called Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. It will be on not this Monday, but the week after the holiday, July the 11th, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, so thank you very much for supporting. And, you know, it's normally a show that's information-based about whether if it's here or overseas. Maybe you can learn a little something from it, and we'll see how it goes. So thank you again,
you know,
Will.
What? You know what? I want you to stay right there, right? Until we get another caller. Awesome. Because I got a caller right now, Little Somerville in the building. I got Clever One still in the building. But before even Clever speaks, I want to hear what Little Somerville wanted to say, because he don't even know the conversation up tonight. I just, you know, brought him in real quick. And I want to hear his intellect real quick. Hey, Little Somerville, what's up, doggy? Ain't nothing no more here. It was good. My topic tonight, right, and you got like millions of people listening, so make sure you give them your following, maybe your Cash App too, you know what I'm talking about. But the topic is, what would you do if you could speak your mind about any individual you like, as long as you don't use their names? Now, the bonus question is, why not? You definitely may use their characteristics and, of course, their traits. No holds barred. Now, we got Antonio Bats in the building. We got kind of one in the building. And we probably got another caller, too, that's going to press one if they dial the number 516-453-9133. You know, press one just to get live on the air. But what would you say to that?
I don't know what I'd say to that. I mean, the slight movement in now and how I feel is, That's a hard one to answer right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, this is what I want you to do. Fall back, mute your phone, because I got another caller in the building.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah, let me do that. And then
Clev, get ready, dog. Welcome, caller. Who am I speaking to now?
Hey, how are you, Will of God? Hi, this is Chinchilla. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, we going so far up. I don't even know if I can be stupid. Shot everywhere.
And now listen, that was Little Somerville, huh? Was that Little Somerville that was on Mike
yes,
test?
That, he's still, right, to, he's yeah. still right there. He's still right there. Like a family junior. She's like,
what's
oh,
up, Little Somerville?
That's your children, Little Somerville.
I hear you.
How you been?
I was just talking to my nephew, me, and his about you. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. It's so good to hear you on here talking tonight. That's awesome. Yes. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, we got to link up. We got to link up. Make sure you get my number from Will. But anyway, Will, pertaining to your question tonight, you know, I thought about it, and I'm like, wow, I use y'all to keep my mind.
Them. I know you're about to kill me. I know you. So we go listen. I'm going to fall back and mute my phone, God damn it.
Now, I always speak my mind. So now, without mentioning any names, so I want to do this, like, for all of the black celebrities and black sports athletes and all of them that got money, millionaires and billionaires alike, okay? What I want to say to them, without mentioning no names, what are you doing for the communities that you came out of? It's time to give back. You know, y'all don't give back. Some of y'all do, but the majority of you don't. You have made it, and you don't think about where you came from, And I think that's really sad. It's a sad, doggone shame that y'all are not doing anything with all the money that y'all have. You can put your money together and build schools and build recreation centers, build entertainment complexes for your communities, build safe havens for the children, the youth in those communities that you came from. And if all y'all did that, guess what? Gun violence may not be where it is today if y'all would give back and train some mentors and have them go out into the communities. But y'all not doing nothing with y'all's money but spending it lavishly and foolishly buying birthday presents, you know, $3 million gift. I mean, really, come on now. Having mansions with 20 bedrooms. I mean, really, y'all just are just really off the chain and just way out there and stupid. And, you know, that's why I want to say to them, they're stupid. They need to wake up. They need to stand up for what's right and care about their black communities that they all came from. It don't make no sense. And it really, really pisses me off that they don't do anything to help. They don't help with wrongful convictions. They don't help with nothing, no issues concerning the black community. And that's what I want to say. And before I get off of here, will of God, I just want to say one more thing to you tonight. In the first clean sweep championship order since April 27th, 2020, congratulations, WBNN charter member Will of God on his WBNN all-time connection record with his 42nd all-time with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer, Miss Darlene Lawrence. Congratulations, Will. Did you pass out? Did you faint?
What's up? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I broke over 14 million, goddamn whatever the number was before.
It's 15 million now, sir. Congratulations, Will. Finally, and another thing, too, Will, and thank you, Commissioner. Yes, and ready for this? More than that. You'll hear later. Hold on. You ready for this, Will? This is the first time that our show has had a clean sweep. From Sunday to Friday, all championships since first time since April 2022. Congratulations.
Well,
all right,
congratulations all the hosts. Congratulations all the hosts out there that's part of the team. WBNN, God done it. Y'all keep it going on. And if I can't catch you because I ran out of money, you know I got to pay $10 a damn, figure 1,000 minutes for Metro. You already know. So I am stupid enough. I got to get that Cortex. I'm in sleeping. But thank y'all people that's listening, because right now we're going to keep the education flowing, because if you don't dial that number and press that damn one, which is 516-453-9133, hey, y'all, you heard it. I didn't lie. 15 million listeners. Do-da. 15 million listeners. Open do-da day. You can get away. Go to hell do that. No, I'm sorry. I'm so stupid. But you know the topic, right? But you got to tell them how they can follow you because you're doing a lot of great things.
What up? Yo. Little Somerville in the building.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Y'all can follow me on Sunday nights. Every Sunday night, I host the show News Forum, and we talk about injustices in America. This Sunday, the topic is going to be politics. So y'all got to definitely tune into that. We're going to be talking about the tricks that these politicians play all the time, you know, like making us think about other stuff and bringing up all these other issues, trying to divert us from paying attention to what they're really trying to do with passing bills and pushing these little bills through that people don't even think about. And before you know it, be like, whoa, when did that happen? So they play all kinds of tricks. They lie to us and everything else. So we're going to be talking about that on Sunday, and also how politics play a role in wrongful convictions and mass incarceration and gun violence and all kinds of other things, you know, that these politicians are behind. And it's so sad. And also, y'all can follow me on Facebook, Chinchilla Jonesia, Chinchillas with one L. Follow me on Instagram at Princess Chinchilla. And y'all can also follow and like Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV's Facebook page. All right. I'm your girl, Chinchilla.
No, wait a minute. Don't go nowhere. Grab a one. Huh? Wait a minute. Don't go nowhere. Grab a one when you say something. I figure that Junior Bass is still there. Daggone little summer girl might want to say goodbye. God darn, it's a crazy night. Crab, you still there? I'm still here for now. All right, go ahead while we get Crab. Talk a little something before she fly away. Yeah, though, like, I like that issue, that topic right there. You know what I mean? Because that definitely got to be addressed, because I got to be one of the only few dudes that I know that's in my neighborhood, that's in my circle, that's in my squad, that watch C-SPAN and be crying. You ever watch something on Lifetime or Oxygen and it's so heartbreaking? You be like, you just feel it. Like something happened to a girl, something happened to a little boy. You be like, damn, that's heartbreaking right there. That's just stink. That's how I be when I watch it pass long, that these kids can barely read past Cat in the Hat, that they're going to be saying in Pig Latin, Spaniel, and a few other languages in French. They're not going to understand when they get in the courtroom before they bang that gavel between them and that platform. And that really pops. Because you'll teach them all these new songs, how to get high, how to get drunk, how to scream, how to have circus sex before you even get to college. You know what I'm saying? You know, and all these other things, how to get tore up before you even get, but nobody's got no songs about how to check into rehab, how to 301 yourself, how to 601 yourself, how to conduct yourself when you go up for a parole board, how to, let me see, any raps about how to get a fucking job? I mean, excuse my French, my English is better, but any raps about how to get a job? Yeah, you know I mean, I heard Eve once say, if you want a job, get a resume. That was the hardest line I ever heard her fly out of her mouth. And she got a lot of them. You know what I'm saying? But that right there, it hit. I said, damn. And she told me, I can't get no job. You need a job, get a resume. That was like, ooh. But no way. Content. They want to hear Love is Blind, your head getting bashed in, you shaking your knocker.
Right.
Milk. Yard, you know, shaking
now, wait, now little summer girl, stay right there, right, and Chinchilla, stay right there, because we're going to do, before we go to this track, I want Antonia back to come right back in, because I lost Clever One, but she has something to spill on real short before we go to the next, you know, level of life.
I'm right here. What you?
Oh, Clever One's still there?
Yeah. Yeah, what's wrong? What's the problem?
Yeah, all right. Well, Antonia, are you still there, too, young lady? Because we got to go to a track real quick.
Yeah. Here it is, Nick Craig.
You know, all right. Now say, we're going to be real quick with the conversation because we're going to come back after the track. But I just want to make sure y'all get this up because, you know, you get things on top of your chest, and sometimes when something else goes on, you forget what the hell you're going to say. Go ahead, Antonia, and then Craig, pop it, and then make it real short, both of y'all. Because, in fact, we're going to go to a track, and then we can fill in the blanks with other people. They're going to call in at number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the air. Antonia?
Okay, I'll be glad to let Clev in, and I'm not going to be long. I believe that was Somerville that was talking, you know, not too long ago. And that was a cute joke when he said, excuse my French, my English is better. But, you know, he was mentioning about getting jobs and – you know, some people say, well, there are jobs out here. Jobs is just a word. Do he know how to do, perform any of the jobs without having to at least get a basic learning idea of what's, you know, required of him if he was able to get a job? What is he willing to negotiate about on getting a job? And if he really wants a job, make sure that he's honest with himself about what he's willing to work with, work for, and so on and so forth. You know, you just can't walk up to a person and say, I want a job, and be demanding and not will be willing to see what is required of him. But I admire him for at least coming forth and saying that he wants a job. But I wanted to throw in there, and thank you, Will.
All right, Claire, drop it. Thank you, Tony.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, all these different points are valid. You know what I'm saying? And as this world is a variety of different subject matters of, you know, how we can jump on any path here. There's many waves of different waves of things in which can divert a person from a path that's upright. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing about it is this, like this. Come up with the plans. If you know, cats like me don't have a problem with putting the plan in effect. You know what I'm saying? Like my plan is in effect. Like I said, I'm taking guns. I'm taking dirt bikes. Because they don't put headlights on them, and then they want to willy at 8:30, 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night when people are still driving around with their children and families in the car. This is dangerous. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, a lot of times we have to be mindful, excuse ourselves before we do these speeches. We talk a lot of things. We talk a lot, but a lot of action doesn't. We don't propagate actions. You know what I'm saying? We propagate a lot of speeches, but not actions. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of want to, like, try to train my camp to be a little bit more proactive with their actions. You know what I mean? You know, we talk each other to death enough. You know what I'm saying? Online, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. You know what I mean? Anything we can comment on. Like, everything ain't worth a comment. But anything we can comment on, you know what I'm saying, we take full advantage of it, and we OD on it, you know what I'm saying? And whether or not these comments benefit people or not, you know, people, we don't care. We don't care. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, let's be mindful, proactive people. We start with ourselves first, and then we save ourselves, and then our families, then the closest and dearest to us, and then so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? And if you can articulate your things to the public, you know what I mean? That's a plus. You know, don't be out here imposing, because you know some of us, we impose our speech on others. You know, we want the people to have the information. You know what I'm saying? And that we have, but however, you know what I'm saying, there's etiquettes that go along with that. You know what I'm saying? Calling to information. You know what I mean? First, we allow people to want this information first. You know what I'm saying? If we're gonna place subject on a matter and use dialogues and speeches, whether or not be an intel of individuals, such as their, you know, such as people in specific and things to the likes. So, like, you know what I mean? Before we say anything, you know what I mean, be mindful of it, whether it's someone involved in a speech or not. You know what I'm saying? And remember, say something that's going to help us. Say something that's going to help us. Don't complain, because we already know what the hell ain't happening out here. We already know what's not happening. We already know what's corrupt. We already know what kind of part of the economics are perverted. And we all know which innovations out here are basically polluting our public and our society. We all know about these things. So if we know them all so well, we just stay away from them. Just like we know what roaches are. Just like we know what rats are. Just like we know what possums are. Just like we know what raccoons are. Just like we know what bats are. Just like we know what hornets and bees and insects and things like that. We know what these things are. We stay away from them, right? We know who prostitutes are. We know who pimps are. We know who, we know who the drug dealers are. We know who the thieves are when we see them. You know, we know who to stay away from. So,
man,
what's the difference?
Yo, man, you dropping so much knowledge. People are being computerized to a whole new level. Everybody on the show who dropped the bomb tonight just made everybody smell a whole different type of coffee. And it wasn't Folgers. Dancing up wasn't Jeff. Because Jeff don't make damn coffee. But the song is, because damn it, if Brother O, DJ Olasky, the honeybee, if the ladies want to see him on that side of the street, don't do nothing crazy now, he might as well just give him a biscuit. Don't put no butter on it. Smash.
Now, what y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers, who be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers? On the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal, three-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine, and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums, 5 plus 5s, who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins, what? I get a 50-pound bag of oof for the mutts. 5 carats on my hands with the cuts. And something
I
European crawled out with the clutch.
Being a bro, nigga. Drinking more liquor, driving a bro bigger. I'm with most sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept ours. Popping crystals, freaking the 3/4 reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green. Benz G for my team, so while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like Hebrews. Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I'll leave you. I'm only here for that green paper with
the
Hebrews.
I'm strictly trying to cop those colossal size Picassos. I have poppy flip coke outside Delgado's. The Endo with cash flowing like Sosa. And the Latin chick transporting in a chocha. Stampeding over prop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rovers, dealing weight by Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stash in a building with this chick named Malona. From Daytona, when I was younger, once a boner. But now I only hit chicks to win beauty pageants. Tricking and taking me skin at the Aspens. Gangsta mints have, stay popping crystal. Pack a black pistol and an act coupe that's soft brown. Pinky ringing, gondolas with the man singing. Italian music down the river with your chick clinging. To my bizzos, player you mad for. Acting hard when you as pussy as RuPaul.
Come on. I wanna do, wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the bins with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the
Taurus. Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing, this is for my homies. And you know me, for making niggas so sick. Lost in my six with the Lex on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. German Ruger for your ass, bitch, deep throated. Know you wanna feel the room, cause it's Latin coated. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. Suck a dick, all that bullshit you kick. Player hating from the sideline, get your own shit. Why you ride mine? I'm a good fella, kinda lady. Stashy ladies in Mercedes. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew. Then I kick shit like a nigga do. Pull the trigger too, fuck you.
I been had skills, crystal still. High bills in Brazil. About a mil of ice grill. Make it hard to figure me. Liquor be kicking me in my asshole. Undercover, Johnny Brasco. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740. Rockin' Red Man and Naughty. All with my kitty cat. Half a brick of gay. In the bra with her titties at. And I'm living that whole life we push weight. Fuck the state, 10 fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close to Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the Mac, my left hand spit. Right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benjis. Why?
Come on now, you know my hands is real good, baby. It's too soon, y'all.
Time to move on.
fade to the top now. That's what I need.
I wanna truly understand.
Yeah. Again, if you happy, then be with him. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Don't stop now, straight to the top now. Go ahead, mommy, make it hot now. I need me a love that's gonna make my heart stop now. And what I need is simple. 5'5" with dimples, potential, wife credentials. Know about the life I'm into, life I've been through, and how I had a trifling mental. So ride with me, G4, fly with me. Times get hard, cry with me, die with me. White beach sand, lie with me. My advice is forget the limelight. Let's make love while we listen to Frank White. So tight, now I understand life. Yeah, take that. Come on.
Is it pretty woman next to me? A pretty woman, yeah, baby. To share the dreams that I believe.
Dream with me, believe
me.
I say now, come on, mom, been a whole day now. I wanna lay round and sip colada, dipped in Prada. I'm smooth as Eric Estrada, dipped in dollars. We out in Vegas, Nevada, bubble bath in a champagne glass, about the size of a campaign ad. You don't know how you looked at me, but if love was a crime, you'd have crooked to me. Cause mommy, I done been around the world, seen a lot of places, been around your girl, believe I read faces. I could tell she don't want me to prevail, but I learned my lesson watching Sean stressing. So why listen to her and start guessing? Mommy, you ain't ready to ride to start dressing. I need a girl to receive my mom's blessing. Confession, my love no contesting. I need affection. Listen, I need affection. Let's go, Mario.
Girl, what the hell is on your mind?
Yeah.
I could be done, but I'm not blind.
Come on.
There's something leaking in your mind.
Mind,
right? Don't look too good for you and me. Always get it with me. That ain't what I need, baby. Is a pretty woman next to me?
Yeah.
Oh, please, baby.
To share the dreams that I believe.
I need a girl in my life.
Maybe we can start a family.
Start a family, baby.
Someone to truly understand, baby. Shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Never mind the weather, go somewhere and get our minds together. Build a love that'll last forever, so let's stop the pain, stop the rain. Put stress to rest, girl, stop the game. Name the spot, mommy, I got the plane. Road too rough, I got the reins. So I got some things, known to put rocks and rings. Push 100-foot yachts and things, your man don't play. Have you ever been to Sandro Pay or seen a brother play a Mandalay? Girl, I wanna just look in your eyes and watch the sun. Sunrise. No more lies, no more tears to cry. No more reasons for leaving. You, I believe in. Love you to the day I stop breathing.
I
love you, girl. Come on.
Yes, I need a pretty woman next to me.
Next to me, yeah.
To share the dreams that I believe.
When I wake up in the morning,
maybe we can start a family.
I wanna see a pretty face.
Someone to truly understand. Is a pretty woman next to me.
Make a sacrifice
to share the dreams that I believe.
And maybe, maybe we
someone to truly understand.
I promise you
again, this is what I need, baby. Is a pretty woman.
Damn.
What a double up, man. We had a double up on y'all real quick to make sure y'all listening. 15 million people listening to this show. I didn't do nothing wrong except for education. You ever hear that song back in the day? Conjunction, junction, where's your function gonna get you? If you pay me, oh. See, some of y'all know that, because y'all old as dirt. But don't worry about it. We always got water. We can make you mud. Then everybody can get on your skin. You know, you ever see dry dirt? You be mad, too, because you be like, damn, man. I can't get this off of me. I don't know, why is this going to be mine? It's going to be mine. You know, then y'all find that soap. Ain't nothing like soap. Some of y'all scared of soap. Y'all know y'all ain't scared of damn soap. Because y'all know y'all going to get clean one day. Some of y'all don't want to go. Never mind. Ooh, shut up. Shut up, everybody. You just shut up. Don't do it. I got to shut up. You're going to knock on my door. Shut up. I know. I get it. I understand. But when them demons start knocking, some of y'all don't even want to. Some of y'all out there right now, right? Y'all don't even want to watch the horror movies no more. You're like, that door might get in my damn house. Because the new horror movies is made by satanic ritual people. They like, they really trying to put it in our house. So if you play it over and over again, it's like, I don't know what the hell they say. But darn, you be like, hey man, is it really 3 o'clock in the morning? You playing this movie? You better put on, hey, can somebody put on the Episcopals or something? I'm I said the Episcopals. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, welcome to 2000 by your true friend, Bullet Guy. Did y'all hear what was said tonight? And we ain't done. So you can dial the number 516-453-9133 and press 1 just to get on the air. Now, again, I must tell y'all the daggone topic. Some of y'all really don't get it. What would you do if you could speak your mind about any individual you like, as long as you don't use their names? And the bonus question is, why not? You definitely may use their characteristics and, of course, their traits, because this is a no-hold-barred show. Now, what I want to do for y'all is play with you. Before I let, you know, my people that I have on the phone right now talk to you again, I got a brother named over here, Charlie. I know you like to say something, y'all. So, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, Charlie, would you like to talk to the world on the radio, man? I just say, come here, man, damn it. Would you like to talk on the phone, man, just real quick? I know you're doing you, but just real quick here, man, here. Okay, just talk for me, damn it. Here.
Yeah, what are you doing? How are you doing? I don't understand why he asked for me. Don't you? But people do. People do. I know a lot of young ladies going to, you know, be like a child Jubilee. Y'all be doing things a little differently than what we used to do. Well, now, when I was growing up, see, y'all more vibrant, y'all more deceptive, and some of y'all just don't care. But since we're talking about a topic, I can talk about your mind.
Yeah, man, you talk about anybody.
There's this situation where there's supposed to be a person. This thing to me that was inappropriate, didn't have no care. I felt about it none. Now, I just wanted to tell all the young girls out there, if you go through a situation where people don't care about how you feel, sometimes they might talk on the phone to you and they say everything they want to say, you know. But by the time you talk, you can't have a conversation. Time is short. So when that happens, you know, you understand, you are praying. God works in Musty's way. He'll show you the light. But Karen, me. What would you do if you lie? See, some of y'all lie is dark lie. Some of y'all got a bright lie. I like that. There's always a positive and negative. You even heard the dog barking. You know, I see barking. I see, yeah, they be barking. But what if they stop barking? What if you don't ever in your life see no more birds, no more trees, no more bees, no more animals, no more insects, no more water, not even a fish? What would you do? Would you lie then? As a neighbor, I turned to a criminal, or maybe a magic muffin. I ain't bluffing, because, you know, a depression mandate was bad. We had cheese. We had soup. We had lime. I don't know. I'm still here today, but I don't know what I'm going to be. Cause some of y'all going to be like a Christmas tree without no lights. And that either could be a good thing or bad thing. Only you can figure it out.
Hey, old man, Charlie, I don't know what the hell you talking about. That even, it made sense, but it didn't make sense, because at the same time, I don't even know what the hell it said.
I got it.
You heard what that nigga said? I mean, I'm sorry. You know you ain't, don't throw that. That nigga threw that there,
bro. Okay.
No, back to what I was saying. I see that little Somerville. Yo, back to the show, man. I had to give that boy a chance, because he be throwing, don't you do it. He be crazy with it, but the whole time, that's over here, Charlie. And little Somerville, I know we're going to be crazy with it because we got it ready.
You want to know that question now? I got that question now. That answer.
Yeah, you better help me up, man, because I got to get cut one back in, and I got to get ready to do the spit set. We got music to get in, too, before we go. Go ahead.
Long time ago, it was somebody that was bringing education, you know, that some people think they was misinformed. That's all I'm going to leave it, and that's it. If anybody, you know what I mean? About all the real heads know what I'm talking about. They know who I'm talking about. That was the cold source reason of me rapping. My thing was, if I could strong point myself into that game and actually get their attention and left alone to have a chance to have a verbal match or even an inclination of having a chance of talking to somebody on that level, yeah, I was all for it. I didn't give a fuck what I had to say. I ain't care about the chain. That's what somebody really don't give a fuck about the game and the chain. And they just care about what the contribution they want to put to toward that hop and that hip, what we call hip-hop. But I call it backwards now because it is what the fuck it is to me. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my French again. But it is what it is to me. You know what I mean? It didn't got bad. But, yeah, that was my inspiration. You know what I mean? To get that going. And once I found that, I heard that track with somebody that got a significant standout hook part in the game. It ain't way quiet. I heard that verse, and that verse struck me right in the heart. You know what I'm saying? Like one of them Cupid arrows in a cartoon struck me right in the heart. And I said, "Dang." Even though that last part kind of felt like a diss, but it wasn't a diss toward me. It was a diss toward humanity and those fake lightning. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anybody know who that person is, but they, you know, I'm going to throw it out there, the verse. The verse was, I'm going to just give a piece. They said that the intelligence basically saddens them. You know what I'm saying? Like, the lack of intelligence the males have today about how we look at our condition and our predicaments and our women, it was just sad. What was it? Your stupid sadness. Something like that along that measure. But I ain't going to get too in deep with the line because everybody know who the hell it is right off the bat. But yeah, that was my core reason. It wasn't no certain video, Vic. It wasn't a certain light I wanted to get from high school or college, none of that. It was just that one person.
Well, look, Somerville, tell them how they can follow you real quick before I get Crab on, because I want to say something before I get Crab on. Tell them how they can follow you, man.
Both of you, what happened?
Well, how can they follow you?
How can they follow me? All right, start with the Instagram. That's KHA
L-I-L is L-E-E 733 or 730. No, I'm sorry. It's 730. My bad. It's 730.
Okay.
Now, remember, people, all I did tonight was try to give y'all something, an illustration of relationships. And my homie Amina, she said what Thompson is doing a masterclass coming up. And he put it on first. And meet your phone, little something, though, I got you. And,
okay.
And I came in first. And it's going to be at the Hampton Inn at 245 Eastern Road in Philadelphia, PA, 19044. Saturday, top October 1st from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And we got a lot of important people on there. That's, you know, well, my dog, you're going to be killing it. Yeah, what's up, baby? We got me hosting the dog with the dag on. Yeah, tripping. We got my boy Champ in the building. We even got Clever One speaking and Amina speaking. And a young lady named Kadia Sands is going to be speaking. It's all about relationships just to make sure we can be better, no matter what the weather. But it's called The First 365 Days of You. Now, if you go on YouTube on the She Said What by Amina, you'll see some stuff. If you go on YouTube under the promo called The Crazies by Amina, you'll see some stuff. Even if you go on a team underscore 215 on point, you know, and check out my dog, stuff, I know his stuff, you'll see some stuff. There's a lot of things you're going to see. But I just want to give y'all some revolutionary ideas to change your brain. Because we're about to do this thing, getting ready to go to the Goji time, but I want Clever One to come back in and, you know, piggyback. What's up, baby? Piggyback and, you know, finish your conversation. Clever, go!
Yeah, Clever One in the building. Still in the place to be, down by law. So now, where we back to? We touched a few different shades of this subject. There's many different shades of benefits from this subject. And again, people, let's touch base on this particular subject again. If you had the chance to speak, you know, on a subject, and without saying the person's name, we have to know that there's stipulations and permissible backbiting. This is what this is, permissible backbiting. Where in permissible backbiting, of course, you have situations where this makes the situation permissible, where the first situation could be a business affair, where you may need to, you know, you might want to check behind someone and say, hey, I met an individual. I plan to do some business with him. I know that you know this individual. Do you think this is a good idea for me to do business with this individual or not? Yes or no? Boom. That's a for example of for permissible backbiting. Same thing with a marital affair. You know what I'm saying? You know, a woman says, oh, yeah, I met this man, blah, 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 boom, 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 you know. And we've been talking for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months and all that. And we plan on, you know, taking a step further, this and that and that and that and that. And I heard that he knows you or you know him. What can you tell me about this guy? You know what I'm saying? Boom. That's another example of permissible backbiting. You got number three, where an individual could be an open center, where this person is not this is a bad person to be around. This is attending bad company. Where this person is an open center, he's a robber, he's a stealer, he's a cheater, he's a liar, he does all types of crimes and things like that. All types of obscene behaviors and things like that, where a person might say, yo, you know what, you might not want to be hanging with that person, this person, you know what I'm saying? That person is, you know, they get into some things that you might not want to be able to, you know, to partake in. You know what I'm saying? Where this is another level of permissible backbite. Or you have someone who are just obviously, it's just quite evident and obviously that they are a person that wants to misguide people, where they don't have the right answer. They just, everything is the wrong answer. You know what I'm saying? Or it's just unreliable. You know what I'm saying? Where is this not a reliable source of a person, or whatever it is? They're not trustworthy. They have characteristics in which people do not particularly care for. You know what I'm saying? So again, these are different shades and levels of permissible backbiting, when you can utilize a person's name while you know, presenting the subject to someone. And that, you know, that's just how I view it. And you know, and if we was to do that more often, you know what I'm saying, maybe we would prevent ourselves from getting into relationships and endeavors that don't go well, you know what I'm saying? And people do, you know, be more careful in courses in which, when you stand in front of people, do the thorough investigation on who you standing with, or who you dealing with, or who you tweeting with, or who's in your inbox, or who's in your DM, or whatever, however you communicate out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, take your 3D glasses off, you know, and, you know, push it back to the future dial, you know, to the right date. You know what I'm saying? Leave Marty McFly where he at. You know what I mean?
And now our commissioner. Okay, hopefully our commissioner is not on mute. But basically tonight, man, I'm so proud of what we have done and accomplished tonight with Mr. Will of God. And what more can I say that hasn't already been said? You know, this night has been an amalgamation of Will's thought process in broadcasting to include everybody. That's what I love about Will. He includes every single person, every single time he's on, you know, this outstanding platform. And I really, really am proud and appreciate him. Congratulations to Will God tonight on his 42nd WBNN all-time connection record. You know, long time coming, Will. So proud of you. And I want to at least give you 5 minutes to be able to speak your piece. But now we're going to bring back our commissioner for In Ghosty Time.
All right. Again, congratulations, Will of God, on your 42nd all-time connection record. That's so very awesome. Good show tonight, too. I really enjoyed it. And, well, don't forget, people, tune in Sunday night for News Forum, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Melewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Melewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to 2015 WBNN charter member Will of God.
Yo, people, I just want to thank everybody who got on, and I hope to God that y'all paid attention, because I'm going to listen to the show after the fact, because some of it I never got a chance to pay attention to. I was doing too much. I know each and every one of y'all has felt that problem. Well, you be like, and you be like, oh, you be like, damn it, doing too much. You know what I'm talking about? Even that nigga in the background, talking stupid, don't do much. But, you know, we ain't worried about that, because we still can live. Even we got the dog barking again. That means we're here. As long as you can see and feel that wind, you're here. Because one day, the wind going to stop blowing. One day, all you're going to do is feel heat and wish to God you had some water. And a wind, just a little breeze. I'm telling you, y'all, it's coming. So if you don't get a rude awakening, you're going to get woke the hell up. But until then,
holler at your boy and every single person that called in. Thank you to all y'all 15 million listeners. Thank you, because we're going even more harder before we can't go no more. Remember, if you don't use common sense, you might lose it. But one day, you're not going to be allowed to think. If you can't believe what I'm saying now, figure it out later. Holler at your boy.